A new Wonder Woman trailer coming soon, the latest info on Justice League, and everybody wants to be in the Batman.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's DC Movie News.
In the Great Hall of the Justice League, there are assembled the world's four greatest heroes.
Oh, damn it, he cut it off early.
Because I think they saw us and it's kind of like, that's not the league. They're kind of, we're all over the place
today.
Well,
there is one member
of the
league.
We're all over the place with our looks today.
There's one member of the league.
We're really all over.
Definitely.
I don't know what's going on here today.
Four greatest heroes, that's all you need.
Yeah. We're in street clothes right now.
We look like the 1970s Justice League roast with, like, Adam West and all those guys on that. This is what's going on right now.
Is that the Contest of Champions?
Yes, I think that suit is from that.
I will say, Robin, that suit doesn't quite fit him exact.
Well, you know what the thing is? This suit, I was actually very well fit in this suit, but the thing is, I got a guy on my block, he had a particle accelerator, I'm walking my neighbor's dog, I get hit with this thing, I'm in the Speed Force. It's so hard to keep weight when you're running.
Did
like...
you watch Lucifer this week?
No.
What?
Did you say, was it something happening on Lucifer that was
similar
to what you said?
I'm just saying, I run fast and it's hard to keep weight on, that's all. I eat, eating constantly and... Yeah.
Barry's effing with the timeline, and this is what you get.
We
get this week.
Barry's effing with the timeline on a lot of my TV shows. Like, things that aren't in the DC universe.
It happened in real life.
And in his life.
And in life.
Your Star Trek here.
Yeah, well, this is because of the Tomorrow Show, which I'm going to after.
Oh, I know.
Busy gal.
Yeah, but I'm telling busy gal. Like, you teed me up, and then I was going to, like, seamlessly plug it into what we were saying. So, like, you knowing doesn't help. I wanted them to know, you know?
Oh.
You see what you did there?
I'm pretty sure Kalinowski said he was going to bring in full Batman regalia today, too.
Not today. It's coming.
Pretty sure I got that.
It's coming.
Please give us a heads up so we can all try to come up with something.
Maybe I just want to show up and surprise you.
Okay, maybe Batman. You should.
We'll see what happens.
I'll dress up as White Aquaman. All right, welcome everybody to the DC Movie News Show right here on the Popcorn Talk Network. Let's get some intros. The original squad's back for the first time in a while, right?
Has it been?
Yeah,
a while.
Yeah.
Because
she was out of town. I was gone. He was gone.
We just all wanted to say happy birthday. It's the only reason
that
we're here.
Happy birthday to you.
Mikey Christmas.
Happy
birthday. We know how the song goes.
It's been a great birthday.
Like, there's nothing more annoying than the entire happy birthday song.
Somebody, no need for it.
Somebody has to.
Very repetitive.
And you have to sing it.
Goes
nowhere. You're in a room and you got to sing it. You're like,
there's no bridge.
Yeah.
But you want to celebrate, but you're like, man.
I was willing to sing the whole
thing. I know you were. I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Anyways, I'm Johnny Quasto. Find me on Twitter at JQuasto. We're at DC Movies SK on Twitter. Facebook.com/DC Movies SK. The man next to me, besides it being his birthday, incredibly talented actor, DC Encyclopedia, looks good in all different types of leather. Find him on Twitter at Mike Kalinowski. He's Mike Kalinowski.
Hello, everyone.
What's
hello,
up,
bro? Hello, hello, hello. Thank you for the birthday shout-outs, Twitter. You guys were... Made my day yesterday. It was awesome.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it was great.
Birthday. And who to introduce last out of this duo? That's the question.
It keeps moving, man.
What are you talking about?
It keeps moving.
Well, I keep running outside to put money in my meter.
Yeah.
And I keep coming back. I've left this room 8 times since we've started already.
You know what? I'm going to go ladies first on this one. She is the host of TV Fights on Screen Junkies and a key member of the Tomorrow Show. Find her on Twitter at Roxy Stryer. She's the crown jewel. She's Roxy Stryer.
Woohoo! Yeah, she's Roxy Stryer. Yeah, and she is here. Yeah, and Roxy Stryer. Yeah,
you're singing your own theme song.
Just making it up.
Well, I was hoping that if I sang it, then Matt Vollmer would make me a Roxy Stryer song, not just Roxy Stryer TV show.
Oh, boy, here we go.
He might do that.
Here we go. Yeah.
I think he's watching.
Because Roxy Stryer.
What's up, Vollmer? And next to him.
Her.
He... Next to her. Wow. He is the host. I think he's still him. He's the host of Man vs. Child and FYI and FX Movie Download on FX and... The worst mocker for Doghouse Restaurants, which are now adding 500 throughout the country, which is amazing.
Yeah. Over the next couple of years.
Big announcement.
Who said that?
That's the plan. Look in the LA Times. Hey, guys. I'm
He's Adam Gertler.
I'm a speedster. My name is Zippy. And I'm here to...
Worst speedster name ever.
Well, all the other good ones were taken, and I think it gets to the point. Hey, Johnny, is it cool if I go to the bathroom real fast?
Yeah.
Cool.
No.
All right, well,
I thought
he would have went...
Oh, my God. What the hell is he doing?
Well, he...
Did you pee on yourself?
Oh, damn it.
You didn't get out of the outfit, did you?
Damn it. No, it's... Ah, crap.
You have to wonder how he does that, huh?
I hate sharing a two-shot with him because I can't let my facial expression show what I really feel.
You know what it is?
You should, actually.
You get to the bathroom in super speed, but everything else happens in normal time.
Uh-huh.
That's the problem. So getting there and back is really fast, but the actual, you know, urination process, it takes its time, and I just haven't adjusted. I'm a new speedster.
Right, you can't speed pee, is what you're trying to tell
you
us.
You can't speed
pee. Look, I'm staring at your crunch. You made me stare.
Damn it. I'm sorry, guys. I'm just getting used to this. It's a new
Johnny,
thing.
Johnny, take us into the news. God damn it.
Anyways,
help us, Johnny.
Here's the deal. That threw me off, too. So, there is going to be a new Wonder Woman trailer. It's coming very, very soon. They say it clocks in at 2 minutes and 24 seconds, and it's approved for all exhibition with all films. And they're saying, when's it going to be? Maybe the November 4th weekend to team up with, Marvel's Doctor Strange. What do you guys think on this?
I've never heard of it. Doctor Strange?
I don't know.
I don't know what movie it's going to premiere with. But usually when they classify a trailer, which with the MPAA, that's a good sign that it's coming out soon. So, I don't know what Marvel's, but I don't know what, I'm trying to think of what DC's got. Fantastic Beasts. That's it. That's what it'll be with.
You think so?
Fantastic Beasts.
And where to find them?
Yeah, well,
so you don't think you're going to see it next week with the Strange?
I don't think so. I think we're going to get it with Fantastic. When does that Fantastic Beast come out? Thanksgiving?
That I don't know.
That is the big one when it will knock with. Thank you very much, Zach. November 18th. That makes sense. Three weeks away. That's where it is.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
You heard it here first, people. Mikey
Scoop.
Christmas.
Scoop Hound.
You don't think Doctor Strange? Scoop Hound. Why would you
Scoop
say?
Christmas.
Because it's a Marvel film.
Yeah.
It's a big one, but still it's not.
But don't forget, remember when you and I went to see Ant-Man? There was a trailer for BVS.
But it didn't premiere with that, did it? I think it was out before that.
No, you were
Yeah, because it was Comic-Con it showed.
You are correct.
If Doctor Strange was after Fantastic Beasts, it would absolutely be attached to it.
Okay.
Because I remember I saw Age of Ultron, and they had a BVS trailer.
If the timing was different, I kind of tend to agree. I think that they would put it near Doctor Strange, but just because...
It's the same audience.
And it's only like a week later, right? Fantastic Beasts is a week later.
Week and a half.
I don't know. It's a gimme. You might see it with Doctor Strange.
Big one.
It's super
close.
That's
their big...
But there's no disadvantage to showing it in front of Marvel film.
Not at all.
So if they...
I'm thinking corporate synergy here. Could be wrong.
Yeah, but...
I could be wrong.
Why not show it in front of both?
Could be wrong.
Yeah.
I've been wrong before. I'll be wrong again.
This is a very good question from Phil Marlowe. If Trekkie Roxy beams to the toilet and Speedster Adam runs, who gets there first?
Wow.
Phil Marlowe?
I would that still, is the coolest... you know, beaming does take time.
Beaming takes more time.
Yeah.
I just went to the bathroom again.
I know.
Just did it again.
Because think about Roxy, you got to stand still. You got to hear the...
Yeah.
I also have to get somebody to beam me there.
Yeah. Adam's already peed himself.
Scotty?
Yeah.
I can't do it, Captain.
I don't have the power.
I'm giving her all she's got. You wanted accents, Rox? They're your accents.
I have to watch the YouTube video to see if they've given me any.
What? See if they. We asked last week. Roxy put me on the spot for voices, and I was like fumbling.
Oh, nice.
And we threw it to Twitter.
What did I want you to do?
We threw it online. We said, "Hey guys, come up with voices you want us to do."
Okay.
So we're gonna see what happens.
Totally down with that.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, let's do that.
Oh yeah, and then we made fun of your Australian accent for 1 second.
Oh, it's terrible. It's terrible. I fully admit that.
That's okay.
It's all right, buddy. Practice. So anyways, Wonder Woman trailer, it's going to be coming soon. We're all very excited, and I think it's only going to lead to, you know, more excitement.
I'm just hoping we don't see a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that's what the first trailer was, but the less the better.
Me
what
too.
Trailer just came out?
Nah.
Oh, the Power Rangers trailer. That, to me, was the perfect example of a trailer. It gave you a taste of the film, a tone of the film,
mm-hmm.
a little bit of what they're going with, but didn't spoil anything. Wonder Woman, I don't
I want more.
Know. I know you do. You're the spoiler. You're the spoiler chick.
Yeah, she loves her spoilers.
I want more.
I don't get it.
Well, moving on. Justice League. There's a pretty cool link that you can go to. Den of Geek. Okay, Den of Geek is everything. Den
I like
of
that
Geek,
site.
I should say.
Me too.
They're a good site.
It essentially has a comprehensive list of everything you could ask about Justice League right now. But I don't think we've read the actual storyline yet on the show, have we?
Was this like the studio put out press?
I don't think we have.
Well, we'll read it, Johnny.
Well,
you got a great voice.
Zach, can we cue up some movie trailer music perhaps?
Oh!
In a minute? In a second? You know, why not? And then, meanwhile...
Roxy, everyone's asking for me to fix my mask.
I know,
for God, would you fix his ears, for God's sake? Stick it behind the thing!
No.
Stick it underneath the
make it straight.
Have you guys never worn costumes before? Come on now.
Well, the Flash generally doesn't have to ever.
You guys don't understand. When you run really fast, things jostle.
Looking at this man right now with that outfit, if you guys ever read, you want to read a good Justice League comic, read Justice League. I believe it's called Year One. It's like a 13-issue run, and it talks about the original league forming. And Flash is making fun of Black Canary's outfit. He's like, fishnets and high heels, it's kind of impractical. And she just goes to his mask and goes, eh, with the ears, and puts his mask on sideways. It is brilliant. So I'm seeing you like that. I just want to do that.
It's pretty good. Here we go. We got the music queued up. Is that better? Justice League story.
Fueled by his restored faith in humanity and inspired by Superman's selfless act, Bruce Wayne enlists the help of his newfound ally, Diana Prince, to face an even greater enemy. Together, Batman and Wonder Woman work quickly to find and recruit a team of metahumans to stand against this newly awakened threat. But despite the formation of this unprecedented league of heroes, Batman, Wonder Woman, Aquaman, Cyborg, and the Flash, it may already be too late to save the planet from an assault of catastrophic proportions.
This is weird music.
Justice League.
It is interesting. You know, music, isn't it?
That's interesting. I had lunch yesterday. A friend of mine took me out for my birthday.
Hey-o.
And we were talking.
Girl?
I know, man.
I mean, that's what you're into. That's cool.
Yeah. Well,
you know?
Totally. I just wanted to know more about your life.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, they thought we might have been a couple, but I was happy.
Hey. Okay.
Yeah, I don't care. I'm cool with that.
So keep going.
But anyway, he is a writer for... he's an executive producer on a film that's working right now. I don't know if I can say about what it is. But he has friends that are in the industry that are constantly... He knows someone that has read the Justice League script. And he said... The guy told him, he goes, the script nails it. That's all he said. He goes, they nail it. Okay. What if they film and what they end up showing?
Uh-huh.
But the script that he read... Like, I know there's a friend that I know that read Doctor Strange and goes, it's mystical and it's out there.
Do you remember... when we had Umberto on the show.
Long time.
I was not here. I missed that day.
He said, I have to say, I've read BVS, and it nails it. So
but,
that's when I stopped.
But what does it nail? This guy was referencing it to the tone of making it lighter and bringing the fun back. That's what because my friend hated BVS that I was talking to. He hated it. So he asked him, he's like, you read it, how is it? He goes, they fix it and they nail it. BVS is different. Umberto is a little different because he is a champion of DC, but then when BVS came out, he blasted it. Mm-hmm. But now he's always championing the next DC. I'm like, you got to kind of get on board and support it.
But that's that classic argument. You don't. You don't. You can take everything as it is and judge it on its own merit. You don't. It's not a sports team. You don't have to be
on
board or not.
You can't judge it as a merit.
Yes, you can.
You can't judge it as by itself. Then it has to be a standalone film then. You can't. You're saying it's all together.
Oh, boy. We're not going to go back here. We're not going to go back here.
We don't agree.
Okay.
You're right.
Moving on.
Your gloves are killing me.
Jake Kloss.
It just... It looks like you're doing some kind of magic act.
No. I just want to try one on.
Sure.
Oh, thanks.
Johnny, some news, please.
All right, moving back on to the news. James Wan talked about Aquaman and Mera's relationship in the movie. A couple good things he said here. Number one, he said that first, him and Mera don't like each other. Mera's very, very strong, and we're going to get a sneak peek of them in Justice League. I don't know what you guys thought about the article, but...
He doesn't like her?
At first, he said they don't like each other at first.
It's sort of a contentious relationship. It's been compared to Romancing the Stone.
Oh, I love that movie.
Which is great. I think what they're basically saying is, like, I'm getting the feeling that Aquaman's going to be a prequel to Justice League. Mm. Right? Because I think you have to do the story of Arthur Curry, coming into his own. Yeah.
Kind of like Wonder Woman.
I kind of like Cooley there.
Curly? Yeah, so
Are you thinking origin or no?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we have to.
I'm down.
I think you have to because there's such that ripe story there when he's... That before he knows who he is, I think you got to do that story, like, right? I mean, isn't that like that Throne of Atlantis,
I'm an origin whore. I love that stuff.
I think...
That's good. I like that.
Don't think that the public at large has any connection or idea of Aquaman stories outside of maybe, you know, Super Friends and Entourage. Like, I honestly think
Entourage.
That's the public consciousness.
Entourage, jeez.
So...
Yeah, but everything we've heard about it makes me think that it will be an origin story. And then James Wan, talking about it this week to Entertainment Tonight, I liked what he had to say about this was the exact quote. I kind of don't want to give too much away, but know this. The spirit that I'm going for is kind of classic, sort of swashbuckling action-adventure, sort of high-seas adventure story. It's a quest story, potentially in the spirit of Raiders of the Lost Ark, meets Romancing the Stone. So, okay.
Which is funny to compare those two, because I always, as a kid, I thought Romancing the Stone was sort of like Raiders Light. But I liked it a lot. It's fun.
I mean,
but
Romancing the Stone's more... I always thought of that, and I loved it, but I always thought of that as more of a comedy than a thrilling adventure to me.
Right.
I mean, you add Danny DeVito, how thrilling is it going to be? It's just going to be
love
fun.
That, I love that the three of them Ira! Did like a bunch of movies.
Ira! So come back for me! I'm coming back soon!
He's amazing.
It's great.
So they did like three movies together, right? Like, the three of them? Was Danny it DeVito, War of the Captain Roses? Wasn't that Danny DeVito in the third of them, too?
I think he directed that.
Danny DeVito?
I could be wrong, but...
I liked those movies back in the day.
So swashbuckling, eh?
I mean, what do you think of? When you think swashbuckling, it's like pirates, high seas kind of
high
stuff.
High seas adventure.
I think of Pirates of the Caribbean, like swashbucklers.
Yeah, I love that word.
But it fits in.
I'm so excited. I'm still kind of, at this point, more excited for Aquaman than Justice League.
And I don't know why.
Yeah.
Not that I'm not excited for Aquaman, but I'm really excited for Justice League.
I am too. There's
More
something about
for Wonder Woman.
It just
Isn't
being
it so
on the
weird.
Other side.
We still have damn near 2 years before Aquaman even hits theaters.
Oh wow. That's
2018. A long time. I mean.
War of the Roses, we have confirmation from the chat roll, was directed by DeVito.
All right.
Thank you, Jason Solo. Always a wealth of knowledge. We appreciate you. So
I'm
that's what we got.
I'm riding solo.
There you go. Yeah. So that was everything with Aquaman. Moving on, everyone wants to be in Ben Affleck's The Batman, including the original Batman, Adam West.
And everyone at this table.
I have a great idea.
Go ahead.
I will appear as Batman's father, entering like a bat. Son, dark Ben Affleck, Batman.
It looks like
avenge
he's reading
me.
Off something. He's not.
Avenge me. Great idea.
That's what he wants to do.
Yeah. Doesn't he know that Jeffrey Dean Morgan already played
the even watch the
Mikey,
movie?
Mikey, thoughts?
You know.
And this is 2 weeks after he criticized the movie for being so dark.
Yeah.
He wants to lighten it up. He wants to get one of those old school bombs with the little flickering.
Honestly, he's old
Sometimes
enough to be...
Robin, you just can't get rid of a bomb.
He's 90 almost. He can be Grandpa Batman.
Hey, he looks great.
He's old enough to be Grandpa Batman.
He's... Yeah, that's true.
I'm dying, guys.
He looks
What's wrong? You need some more water?
Yeah, kind of. I'm dying.
Can we get your water?
Adam, can you please run and get her water?
Flash already got me more.
Okay, good.
He didn't.
Oh, I drank it on the way.
Yeah. He didn't.
So sorry about that.
Are you sick or are you just choking on something?
I'm sick.
Hugh Hollywood.
Anyway,
I'm not drunk again because I can't process alcohol. My metabolism is far too fast. I've been trying to get drunk all day.
Shot after shot. You should have seen him downing Fireball
Make
before the show.
Poop.
Just nothing but Fireball
no
shots
idea.
For him. He's like a teenage girl in a sorority party.
Nincompoop. What was the term like that they used on Flash this week that was freaking hysterical? We'll talk about it on TV Time.
Okay. Yeah, we will. So, not only Adam West, we're talking about Teresa Miller as well. Teresa Palmer. She also wants to be in The Batman. If you recall, she was supposed to play Talia al Ghul back in 2007 for George Miller. And she is she's kind of doing the Tyrese, Mikey. A little bit of Tyrese action.
Yeah, you know, everyone's reaching out.
Who is she?
I don't really know who she is.
Teresa Palmer. She was Talia al Ghul in that film that almost was like a week away from filming.
How much would you hate that?
Imagine if you were
like in that movie and that never
and
happened.
And I can speak for this because I do have the script for that movie.
Ooh.
It's awful.
Really?
It is awful.
Okay, so tell me though, why did it come so close to filming?
Because at the time, think about it, it was 2007.
Yeah.
You know, Dark Knight had not hit yet. We were still kind of we were Superman Returns, Batman Begins era.
Sure.
And they just tried to put all these characters together. It was awful.
But how close? I mean, if
they were a week away from filming. They had costume tests.
Do you think
there's a documentary out there, like the John Schnepp Death of Superman, that is trying to get
funding?
The Death of Superman.
The rumor is that it had to do with tax credits and things like that, and a writer's strike.
The writer's strike was what crippled it.
But, I mean, it sounds like maybe they just also knew that it wasn't a great film, and
they knew it's like...
But to me, though, why go so far and get so close to filming if you know it's a piece of shit? Hollywood.
Who wants to be the guy that says, no, we can't do this shit?
Yeah, I mean, just think about how many...
Who wants to be that guy?
Johnny.
Me?
Most of the movies that get put out there are pieces
of shit.
Can I get
you water? That's
a very good
point. I mean, most of the ones that get made, so it's amazing, you know? It's really...
Guys... losing it. You're losing your players.
Are you okay?
No.
Have you been sick? Oh, I didn't know you were sick.
No.
He's...
Guys, now that we got him gone, what do we think about Mike?
That is so much slower than I would have done.
Yeah, way slower.
Yeah. Should we just end the show until he comes back and, like, pause it?
Yeah, I mean, we could.
No, Johnny, move on to the next piece of news.
All right, well, there's not a whole lot going on. So, anyway, she wants to be in the movie. And also, the Batman solo script, still not finished, but Affleck had a few things to say about it. He said, I'm full in on trying to get it right. It's not the kind of movie that you can quietly fail at. You have to be really sure that I have something that I feel really confident about before we go forward.
I love him.
Me too.
I love him.
Yeah, yeah, it makes you realize that despite what anybody's saying, Manganiello says, or even the head of WB, now potentially owned by AT&T, he's not going to make the movie until he's ready. You know, that's it. That's all I want to hear.
You already have so many movies on the slate that people are excited for. Two Waters for Roxy.
My hero.
Are you telling me this guy shouldn't be Blue Beetle? Come on, folks.
Oh, you're sick. Hold
is
on.
That...
We gotta keep the thing up here.
Is one of those for me to...
I'll give you a kiss on the cheek.
Yeah, no, I can't get sick. I got headshots I gotta take in 2 weeks.
Is one of these for me to dump my crotch again?
2 weeks?
Yeah.
Gotta prepare, man.
Gotta prepare.
They're pricey.
Yeah. I heard you.
I'm back. I'm back.
All right.
Hey, they're shipping us.
Mikey's back.
Moxie.
Moxie.
Oh. Hashtag Moxie. They're shipping us. Hashtag we're a ship
Moxie.
Show.
Shipping us.
Just Moxie tons Christmas. Of shipping going
no, that's not the way it works. So, Mikey, a ship show.
So Mikey, ship while show. You were gone to get the water,
I heard.
Talking about
Affleck.
How, yeah, there you go.
You can't fail. Was it fail spectacularly
you
or
can't,
something?
You can't fail
quietly. Fail. Okay. And you know what? Hey, take your time. We already have all these movies on the slate. We got two blockbusters next year. We got blockbusters the next year after that in 2018. Hey.
I'm the guy that I want that movie out now, but, well, you know.
So I'll do you think that, I mean, so they're still trying to get the script right, but do you think that that means they can't start pre-production until the script is right? Like, what about set pieces and things like that?
What's everyone saying with Deathstroke? That they're saying he's the villain, and they did costume tests, so they're going.
So there obviously are things in place.
I'm assuming they're going to know, hey, we need this vehicle.
But with action set pieces,
start building this vehicle.
There's previs, there's a lot of that planning that happens totally separate. That's why, you know, even with Scott Derrickson and, or not Scott Derrickson, Peyton Reed and the Ant-Man thing, they had a lot of that previs and set pieces. It's not like they bring in this new director and be like, all right, you know nothing about giant action. Like, a lot of that stuff is already, artists are already working on a lot of that special effects.
Think about
stuff
it. If their concept, the core concept is most of it takes place in Arkham, I'm sure they're building Arkham right now.
Yeah, but I think that's been debunked too.
Has it?
I don't know that that's
speaking
the thing.
Of, I played recently the Batman Remastered Arkham City, Arkham Asylum.
Oh, it came out?
The remastered version. I didn't know if I was going to get it.
All three of them came out?
The first two. Back on the old PS3, but remastered for the PS4.
Right.
It's fantastic. Hmm. It is so... I forgot how damn good that story was.
So you said the first two, Arkham Asylum and Arkham City?
Yes. On one package.
And then, because Arkham Origins is made by somebody else, is that why?
Is Deathstroke in that one?
Deathstroke is in the Origins one.
That's the one I want to play because of that trailer.
I saw a fight of it on YouTube.
Oh, that's...
Damn.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't play video games anymore, but I saw the fight and I was like, yo, that is the game I would want to play.
That was directed and produced by Tim Miller of Deadpool.
I know.
And then he dropped off. And
Nay
I'm like,
of Deadpool. So do you think, side note, are we going to get Tim Miller to direct the DC property? Is he jumping ship?
Hold on. Let's talk about this. Can we talk about this?
We have talked about it.
We got plenty of time, Mike. All we got left is TV time now.
Okay, come on, everybody. Chat roll. Do we want Tim Miller? Let's recruit him.
This popped out and I tweeted out. I said, you know, Tim Miller, WB. Let's get him for the Harley Quinn film.
Okay.
And I got lambasted by, no, we need a girl director. F you, Kalinowski, you sexist pig. And I'm just like, whoa, whoa, whoa. He directed Deadpool, which was action, comedy, and a fantastic love story. All three things would fit a fantastic Harley Quinn story.
Yeah.
That's what I was seeing. And then I go to that argument. Okay, I get you want a girl director, but does that mean every female superhero needs to be directed by a female, and every male superhero needs to direct by a male? I want to see a female director direct a male superhero. I could care less. It's who fits, whose style and knows what they're doing fits the character. And I just think his character, what he did with Deadpool, would fit a Harley Quinn film fantastic.
I mean, because of what he did in Deadpool, I'd like to see something a little bit more spectacular, but I have no idea what kind of film they're planning for Harley Quinn. So, I mean,
spectacular is in more...
Yeah, more spectacle. Like, more...
That's why he was kicked off Deadpool. That's the thought, is like he wanted a bigger spectacle.
And I know.
Ryan Reynolds is like, nope.
Oh, and if we can talk about that for a sec, I think it's really unfortunate for Deadpool because so much of that movie's success had to do with its dirty laundry being exposed to the world before it came out. Like all that inside, that scrappy film that could.
That Tim Miller was.
And now when you have a film that made $750 million, it can't be that thing again. Hmm. And we immediately see the result of that. Like, because now Fox isn't saying, like, oh, make us another film that's going to make $100 million. Now it's a property that needs to at least make $500 million.
Yeah. Which is, that sets it up to fail.
It's a problem. I know. And I love Deadpool. And I think it's working uphill on a sequel.
It's amazing to me you talk about this, because I was at lunch again with this guy, and we were talking about Rogue One. And how the studio has come out and said, we know it is not going to make a billion. We know it is not going to do Force Awakens numbers.
Of course not.
Because, and I go, why? What is the thinking? And they go, Mike, the executives are going, this is our first Star Wars that doesn't have a Skywalker, technically, doesn't have lightsabers. They're terrified that this movie's going to bomb.
Right.
The big wigs.
There's zero chance it bombs.
But you're not thinking like an exec.
I am.
What
can I just
cost?
Say, James Jackson comes in and says, Green Lantern Corps, Tim Miller. I like that marriage a lot. Okay. I really like that marriage.
But also, says Tim Miller for Shazam. If Shazam happening, probably not.
I do think Shazam's gonna happen someday.
Oh my god, the day that it's Tim Miller drop comes like out and says that he's taking over Shazam, that's the biggest swerve of all time. That's when we know Shazam's not even happening.
Yeah.
Tim Miller's a bit, like, are you kidding me?
Well, I mean,
me?
The Rock hasn't said anything about it in like at least seven
Wait,
days.
Wait, do they have a director for Shazam? Did we get a director?
I don't even know if they have a writer for Shazam.
I mean, we know The Rock's
all we have is The Rock's manager. He's the only person that speaks about Shazam.
And what's his name? Alan Richardson, saying yes.
I know Tim Miller's supposedly on another Fox film right now, but listen, that doesn't mean that he can't do a DC film after that. There's a lot of movies. I mean...
And so far, Shazam, we got The Rock, his manager, The Rock's biceps, The Rock's triceps.
Nothing else.
The Rock's quads.
Nothing
quads,
else.
The people's elbow.
They finally signed
versus
his quads.
Versus OJ?
The people's strudel.
Look, Tim Miller for Lobo. That's another great idea. I love that.
I'm curious. Oh, we're off the topic.
Two people came in at the same, within a comment of each other.
There's a free-for-all.
Honestly, what will make box office-wise. It's not going to be a... It's going to be a success. No, Rogue One.
Oh.
I'm just curious because it will be a success, but it will not. But it's interesting that the studio comes out and says that. That they're saying, we know it's not going to make this.
They're also not putting as much money into it.
Sure. You know, but they are nervous. It's and that's exactly why a BBS, you know, they had to stack the deck with like Suicide Squad. They stacked the deck with Joker and Batman.
From what I've heard, they're mostly nervous about the fact that they have another female lead.
Oh, and again, that leads to the nervousness. Sure.
Do you guys think? Do you think that Gareth Edwards really his role has been muted because you haven't heard much from him?
Well, Lyman did 40% of the reshoots.
Is that true?
Doug Lyman was 40%.
And also,
of the
do you think? I mean,
that's huge.
Where are you getting that number 40%?
That's what when it was came out.
And
was
why
attached.
Was he taking off?
I don't
Godzilla
know if it was debunked.
Too.
I don't know if it was debunked. Or not.
We're jumping all over the place.
I'm sorry, we're just talking movies
in
general.
But also, okay, so
it's
Gareth Edwards was supposed to do Godzilla 2.
And that got taken off?
It's
well,
time.
Somebody else is... No, come on. Give me a sec here.
Yeah, this deals with all movies.
Oh,
all right.
Zach's making the executive call.
TV time, drum song!
Yay!
TV time! I'll let you finish that one.
Let me just a big Godzilla. Shout out to Zeno Hour. Is that his name? For an Animal Man film.
Good on you for calling out Animal Man.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
Good on you.
All I'm saying is I want Tim Miller on a DC film.
I want him, and I want... Yeah. Who is the other guy? I would love... I mean, I in my heart, want JJ for a Superman.
Oof.
I really want him for a Superman film. Yeah, I think he'd be great for a Superman film.
That'd be the most dialogue Superman ever said.
I can't see JJ picking up somebody else's sloppy seconds and making his film.
Mission Impossible Star Wars.
Because his whole thing is being
done.
The relaunch master.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think he's done.
He's not taking like what that's been established and then trying to rework that. I just don't see
him doing
that.
But that's what he's done with Star Trek, Mission Impossible.
No, but he restarted,
he
rebooted.
He rebooted from the start.
So
not
somebody's.
Mission Impossible 3. That was his.
True, but it's also his first directing film.
Yeah, but I think he's done with... He's like, I want my own project.
Yeah, I mean,
I just love him. I love him as a filmmaker.
I don't see him stepping into the DC world right now.
Roxy.
I'm so sad because...
Oh, no, why?
Well, because people in here said Disney's toilet. I'm so in. I don't know what that means. And I'll see you next week. That means they can't stay for TV time because maybe they're not caught up. Maybe they don't live in this country.
Oh, they might be overseas.
So we'll miss you.
Oh, that's right. Spoilers, guys. Yeah. We're going to talk about TV
What's
stuff.
What's Disney's toilet?
I don't know.
It's code for TV time in Europe.
I hope not.
Disney's choice, because Euro Disney is kind of trashy and it sucks, and so they like hate our show when we get to the point where we spoil things.
All right.
So they're like, Disney's toilets, we're out. Goodbye.
Here's an interesting comment in chat roll before we do. Some guy named Daniel Sabua, he tagged me and says, looks like meth head who sold all his clothes and is left with his kid's Halloween costume.
What's your shirt say?
Is he talking about me?
I don't think so.
It says regular hero. It's my charity.
No. You definitely,
you a meth head? I mean, he's definitely talking about you because the sentence starts with Johnny LaQuasto.
Yeah, he's talking to you. He's not saying, hey, Johnny, can you see Mike Roxy and Adam are meth heads.
What did I do? I'm in people clothes.
I would say, if anything, I look more like a meth head than Johnny right now because... Oh, Tim Miller, Swamp Thing, shut up!
Wow.
Love that, too.
Shut the front door.
That was a brutal.
All right, guys, let's get into TV time.
Go for it, please.
I want to start with knowing, what's everybody seen this week? Because I have watched Arrow, Lucifer, Legends, Flash, and Supergirl, and...
I'm all over the place.
And Gotham.
I'm all over the place.
I saw Gotham only.
Okay.
TV.
I'm so have you seen anything?
I don't care about spoilers.
Have you seen anything this week?
Yes. I've seen everything except the rest of Arrow, and I haven't seen Lucifer in 15 episodes.
Okay. So the reason I said that thing about Lucifer is because there was 2 weeks ago, a car had to swerve from hitting a dog, and then she got hit, and you said that to start this episode. It was weird.
What do you mean? No. You heard that. I said I was walking my dog. My neighbor had a particle accelerator. I got hit with the result. The dog was fine.
Okay.
Needless to say,
the dog was fine, too.
The dog is also a speedster.
Named? Zippy 2. Zippy
no.
Junior.
Spark.
Sparky. Sparkster.
Now, Zippy is a cute name for a dog speedster.
Yeah.
Not for a human speedster.
What
Could
earth
we give
is
you
that?
Something like...
What earth is that dog on?
Oh, God. Talk about Earth 19. We heard a lot of Earths on Flash.
All right, so okay, let's talk about Flash. Let's start there then. We had all of the Harrison Wells going on.
Yeah.
We got every single weird Harrison Wells, and there was a lot of love, except for the one that we choose as hipster Harrison Wells, which was the one that nobody wanted.
He wasn't hipster. He's more beatnik.
It was, I don't know,
Harrison
what it was.
Wells. But that's the thing. Is like when they do these alternate Earths, it's sort of like a beatnik. Kind of hipster, doodaddy, but also just different because it's Earth. So it's just very weird.
Do you guys think that he is good or bad?
Well, the coming attraction seemed to imply that there was something else going on with him.
Right.
Hmm.
I think he's going to end up being good. That's okay. How I feel about Flash. We've got a lot of relationships going on over there. We finally get our Jesse Wally moment, which was interesting. Okay, as guys, when he's saying, like, sorry, Jesse, I can't. You live on a different Earth. That's BS, right?
Yeah, no, that's ideal.
Like, that's perfect.
Total BS. I don't know. I feel like Mikey Christmas might be that guy. I wouldn't be that guy. I'd be like, oh, you live on another Earth. Let's cherish this memory forever, and then you're off to your another
Earth. That's really long distance.
That's like definitely when your buddies are talking to you, you're like, no, I have a girlfriend. She just, you know, she lives on a different Earth, man.
Yeah. Oh, it's like that movie Can't Hardly Wait with the two nerds sitting on top of the roof of the house. And he's like, yeah, you know, my girlfriend's Christy Turlington. And she's just really busy modeling right now. It's like that kind of situation.
Yeah, pretty much. So I liked Flash this week, but not as much as I liked Supergirl. Did you have a comment?
No, someone in the chat just posted something that we didn't talk about. We need to address.
To Wonder Woman's ambassadorship.
Yes. How did we not?
We'll come back to that.
No, you're in TV time.
We'll come back to that. Wait, can I comment on Flash?
Yes.
I still hate the fact that there's too many episodes of these seasons. It's just because it's a lot of repetition in the storytelling. It feels very procedural. It feels very like just a lot of the same stuff. And I feel like if it was all tighter, it would be an infinitely better show. Like, the 23-episode format is killing me. I find myself getting really bored in these shows.
I hear you, and I definitely... I don't disagree, but I still am loving it. I think that they're doing a great job. And Supergirl this week was really political and did something kind of dangerous, and I loved it. And I loved watching Linda Carter come back, and I loved watching Supergirl be nervous to meet her. I like what they're doing with the Alex Danvers, Maggie Sawyer relationship.
Oh, yeah, so you were online shipping that, weren't you?
I really am shipping that. And then,
that actress
and
for
then,
Maggie Sawyer.
So many lesbians so on the CW shows, right?
And then, guys, we got Miss Martian. Like, you're kidding me.
McGann.
Yeah, cool. Pretty awesome.
Do you think that the Martian Manhunter effects are kind of just like a really upper-level Snapchat facial effect?
No,
you know
think
what
they
I mean?
Great.
I see what you're saying, but I think
because it is that same kind of digital makeup thing, and they talk slow in it. But it is like Snapchat.
I'm slowly getting into Snapchat, and those facial things are pretty cool.
Yeah. So why isn't there a Martian Manhunter?
Do your best dog. What does it look like?
Oh no! I took a screenshot. I took a screenshot of me doing the dog. It's on my phone.
Chat roll. What's better, the Snapchat dog effect or the Martian Manhunter effect?
Definitely the Martian Manhunter effect. And Miss Martian looked awesome.
That's
why are you hating on my show?
I'm not hating on your show. I'm loving it. I'm really endorsing Snapchat.
I love Supergirl. How far are you, Mikey Christmas? I know you're binging Supergirl.
I saw first one with Superman. I'm still behind.
Okay, you're still behind.
It's a birthday week. I was kind of out of it.
Yeah, I get it. All over. Legends of Tomorrow. Legends of Tomorrow with the JSA. And what we've got going on in Legion of Doom.
That was so delightfully cheesy. I love them. Because it really felt like those JSA. But it felt like those comics that were like in the 50s and 60s. It felt like those comics.
But it felt good.
Did you see the effect that they're going to do
for Steel?
Right.
Yeah.
So Steel is the character. But he also kind of looks like... Is it Captain Marvel or...
Captain Atom.
That's the one that looks like that,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
So that's just funny because that just came up a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, Citizen Steel, I don't think ever turned.
Wait, why is it funny?
I think it just came up. I don't know if it was on our show or somewhere else where somebody was asking about Captain Atom and his ability to turn up in one of these shows. And that's what he looks like. He has that fluid, just metallic look.
Metallic. Citizen Steel never turned into that. So like all these DC shows do, they pick and choose.
Right.
So I think because he's the ancestor of Commander Steel... They can't. They're just showing the progression, but it is very Captain Atom-ish.
Yeah,
yeah. But I think it's amazing that the fact that looks better than not in the Deadpool Colossus, but the old X-Man Less Stand. Their Colossus, that effect on TV looked better than it did in the movie.
Yes, yeah, that was terrible.
Yeah,
that was terrible.
The Colossus for the Deadpool looked fantastic.
I like that one.
Looked better than the. Old X3 Colossus.
Okay.
Stargirl, Obsidian. Yeah, that was fun.
Is anybody Arrow caught up?
Mm-mm. I'm
just about
there. Next week is the episode I'm waiting for because Human Target's popping in. What's wrong? What's wrong, kiddo? What's wrong? Talk to me.
I can't stand the show anymore. To me? I can't stand it.
There's something is not. And I can't put my finger on it. I know. They set the tone with he was on the island for 5 years. We do 5 years of flashbacks.
Yeah.
I think that's hampered them, and I think they know that.
People are loving the flashbacks this year. I don't understand. I don't get it.
This is the last year of flashbacks. I'm just waiting to get Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah,
I'm just waiting for that to happen.
To pop up.
Oh my god!
Which is like silly because he's a terrible actor. So I don't know what I'm waiting for. It's like he's going to show up and just be acting bad,
TV,
like
I
he
think
always
he's
does.
He's so larger than life.
It'll be a thrill.
Yeah,
and also. This week, I don't know if they're going there, and what? I don't know, but I will say that Speedy and Captain Lance are getting close. They're getting close.
What do you mean?
Like, I don't know whether they're alluding to maybe some relationship
no,
is coming.
Like a May-December kind of?
They're like, friendship is growing, and she's like, I'll help you however
no,
I
do you
can.
Think it's more of a, hey, you've lost two daughters, I'm a daughter.
I'm really hoping
I think
so,
that's what
but
the intention is.
But it happens on the CW
is.
All of the time.
Well, maybe the actors, their personal... connection is blossoming into the show.
What happened?
Maybe the writers are going, wait, we're not writing this. Where's the cat? What's happening?
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Ragman's.
They have chemistry.
The thing that happened with Ragman's Town that Felicity was like, oh,
yeah.
I made the missile blow up, was that like on last season?
Yeah.
Was it like in the last three episodes of last season? Because I still haven't watched those.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she misdirected the missile to save people's lives, but it ended up killing 30,000 instead of like 300,000 or something.
The Devil with the Red Cross pointed out very astutely that the Flash doesn't even have flashbacks.
Yeah.
Although this week's episode did start with a flashback.
Adam, we talked a little about it last week. I think Arrow is hampered by the fact that now every one of our CW shows has a team. And Arrow, of any of those characters, would work best by himself.
All right, everybody in the chat is saying I'm crazy. I hope I'm just seeing something that's not there.
It's too
much. You guys, you'll let me know.
I'm with Matthew.
By the way, Tim Miller, Cyborg. Tim Miller, Cyborg. I'm loving all these.
Yeah,
I'm loving Tim Miller,
cool.
Cyborg. Think about the cinematic scenes for the Justice League game that he does, or the
Origins game,
or the Origins game. Like that feels very Cyborg.
We also saw one earlier, Tim Miller, Suicide Squad 2.
Yeah,
a lot of options.
Okay,
that are just completely
he's a great
made
director,
up.
Talented guy. We need to get him on board.
One of my favorite episodes of TV this week, DC or not. Was Gotham.
Yeah.
I'm loving Gotham.
Yo, everybody be dying.
Everybody be dying, but this what's going on with Riddler and Penguin is it's interesting, but then also what they did to Jim Gordon this episode. Awesome.
You know why I thought it was so great? Because there felt like there were stakes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even though it was kind of like taking a page out of the Dark Knight book a little bit, like with a lot of those would you rather. I love the Mad Hatter guy. He feels like the most dangerous.
Yeah.
Killer. And there's
he's so talented when he's crying. He's great.
The show seems to have found the right balance between the Adam West show and the Tim Burton world, which mm-hmm. is what it always kind of wanted to be.
Okay.
But like last season, when you had everybody with the cheesy striped prison suits, like that kind of stuff, I almost want to go back and finish last season, but I genuinely liked it as a show. I thought it looked beautiful. I thought it does loved Gordon.
Gorgeous.
It was by far, I loved it so much more than the CW shows.
That's what I'm saying. Like, to me, Gotham, the CW shows look like they're shot in Vancouver. It just has a feel to it. I went and saw the Jack Reacher film last night, and it was shot in New Orleans. And it just felt so cheap.
Really?
And it just did. And the first movie felt like this movie. And this was, we were watching it going, it looks like it's shot like as a student film. And the director of photography has directed all the Bourne films. So the Gotham show, it is shot so beautifully.
New York.
It puts the CW stuff look-wise to shame. It makes it look like a film.
But I do think that
But the Flash, characters of CW, I'm just into the characters. I love the CW characters.
Flash, which is a little goofier, can be a little campy. Mm-hmm. I don't mind that it's shot in Vancouver. I don't feel like it would fit if it was shot similarly to Gotham, where the production value is great, but it's also dark and grittier. That doesn't work on Flash.
No, I'm not saying the dark and gritty. I'm saying the production design, that team, they could probably come onto Flash and work mad. And it's also a money thing.
Yeah.
I'm sure CW is a very penny-pinching network. You know, those shows are made for a certain budget dollars. That's exactly why, you know, Supergirl went to Vancouver, and they're saving, I think, I found out they're saving like $400,000 an episode by shooting in Vancouver.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
Yeah, wow. That's how much money they're saving. Because it's, but Gotham, it's New York, expensive, they're not getting tax breaks shooting there. But Fox is like, all right, we'll show the money out for it.
I enjoyed multiple things about Gotham this week. You know, a lot of situations, Gordon always finds a way out of it, but when you have the married couple on the ledge, and then you have the kid in front of the truck, I'm thinking there's no way he's getting out of this, and he didn't.
That's why. Creating a sense of actual suspense and danger, which I never feel.
And they hypnotized. They were hypnotized. They just fell to their death. They're like, oh wow, he didn't miraculously get out of that. And then it leads to...
And then the next one, when they both die, so we see what the stakes are. But I think that he definitely knew when he said, kill Lee, that he was going to shoot the other one.
Oh, which, by the way, really upset me. I hope she doesn't die, because I'm in love with her.
Oh, my God.
I'm ready to propose to Valerie, the girl who plays Valerie Bell.
Jamie Cho.
Did you watch her Real World season?
I was just going to say.
She was on The Real World?
Yeah. That's how she broke in. She was in The Real World.
Good for her. She's great on the show. She's super very fun. Good. Yeah. And she's really, really attractive.
Awesome. Her name's fun. Jamie Chung. She's drop-dead gorgeous. She does a great job.
Jamie Chung is a well-known actress.
She's been doing a lot of stuff for
years. Very well, but it was came from The Real World.
She broke in, I think it was...
She was like 19 on The Real World.
I only know this because when I first moved to California, it was right after the San Diego season, and I think that was when she was on.
Wait, Jamie Chung, was she the one that was up for Katana in Arrow?
That I don't know.
And then they had to change the actress last minute?
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
I think she was up for Katana.
But I do know that she was on once and did a great job there.
Yeah. And either way, she's killing it and just... A lot of suspense.
Well, I've been going back and reading and, watching Gotham. I started season one again, so I'll get there.
The weird-ass relationship with Penguin.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're totally making spoilers. Penguin is a homosexual.
All right.
Penguin is into dudes.
Riddler
seems kind of in the middle.
Is that what you got by the I love you? You definitely think he romantically loves him?
I mean, if they don't, I think it would be a really cheap cop-out at this point. Like, I think to take it that far and say that I want to tell him how I feel, if it wasn't romantic, I think it's more damaging than...
But maybe he hasn't said I love you to somebody in, like...
But I just think that, obviously, that's the implication. So if he means, oh, I love you, but not in a romantic way, wouldn't that seem like a cop-out?
No, I don't think so. But what I do think that they're going to do is he's not going to completely know about what's going on with Penguin. I mean, what's going on with Riddler. And he's going to say, I love you. And Riddler's going to be like, I love you too, man, or something.
Something like that. Or I think it's going to drive them apart. Because we don't know that they're going to end up as great friends.
He's going to put a hit on the girl that looked like Miss Kringle? For Christmas. Yeah, Kringle.
That was weird, too.
Yes. Very weird. But yeah, so I think that's going to be the thing that drives him apart. And I think who drives you more crazy than those that you love? And I think that Penguin is going to end up, yeah, that.
I think it's going to be violent.
You're not going to ship that. That ship is going to go down? Can you say that? Yes. You're going to sink that ship?
You sink the ship.
You could sink that ship.
Yeah.
So right now, Riddler, Penguin, looks like that ship is about to sail, but I think it's going to hit an iceberg in the form of Miss Kringle lookalike.
Yep. That's pretty much it for TV time. Still loving Lucifer again. All of these shows are doing it for me except for Arrow right now, and I'm going to keep with it, but not doing great. I know that we wanted to talk about Wonder Woman and also a little bit about the Lego Batman movie, so let's fade out of TV time back into movie time.
Yeah, well, you had, Mike, you wanted to bring up something.
Well, I don't know the exact wording of it, but Gal Gadot, Linda Carter were at a United Nations celebration, right, of Wonder Woman 75th.
Yeah.
And Wonder they were Woman both becoming ambassadors to goodwill in the world.
Or Wonder Woman was named Wonder like Woman the was. Ambassador, yeah. And Gal and Linda Carter were there.
And seeing them, Linda Carter still looks amazing.
So yeah.
And I'm still
That's why
kind
she
of,
was Wonder Woman.
I'm still kind of bummed that she's not Hippolyta in the film.
Really?
But I love Connie Nielsen.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think she's got the chops to play it.
Acting well. Okay, and I see that.
Who doesn't have jobs? Oh.
I that could have been it.
Yeah. Love her, but
Connie Nielsen she's been doing this for years.
Yeah.
And Linda Carter, I don't know if she stopped acting for a while, but now it's kind of come back in.
She does look amazing. I will say it's shocking
phenomenal.
How good she looks.
Yeah.
Do we know how old she is? Do we know how old Linda Carter is?
I figured she was 25, 26 in the 70s, so
I
she's probably
right now.
She's close to 60, maybe, I would think. But another thing, if you guys live in Los Angeles or Burbank, drive by.
Oh, and she shares a birthday with my sister.
Drive by the WB Studios. They have a giant Wonder Woman 75th kind of celebration of what's the tagline they're doing? It's now be a wonder or something. It's this humanitarian. It's such a great poster, and it's a perfect time for Wonder Woman to finally take center stage where she should be.
I can't wait to see how Wonder Woman does at the box office. I feel like everything, the way things are shifting in terms of like all the women directors for Jessica Jones, all the people, like all these, the Disney Star Wars movies being led by a woman. I feel like Wonder Woman like could be this international sensation.
Do you think it will make one bill?
If it's good, if it's reviewed well. Okay, if Wonder Woman is reviewed well, okay, meaning like, even to use Rotten Tomatoes, whatever, above 70%.
Okay.
I think it crosses $1 billion because I think it's a movie that like people will want to get behind, and I think that they will go out and support it. And the fact that it's great is going to be even better. And it's Wonder Woman. And I think people are going to put their money where their mouth is. I really do. I believe that.
I think that even if it is not reviewed well, I think it will make a bill. I do. I think
more than BVS.
I think not if it's reviewed horribly, but if it's reviewed just as okay. This is the kind of thing that moms are taking their daughters to see across the board.
Right. It could be a true four quadrant film. If they nail the action, if they get guys interested in it too, if it really does it all, I mean, it could be huge.
I think so. You don't think so?
No, guys, I love this conversation because I do not know.
Yeah.
If you would have told me the Suicide Squad would still be making money at the box office right now, despite
that's crazy,
its terrible
right?
reviews in it, and if you look at the films, BVS is a better film than Suicide Squad.
I would agree with that.
It is a better structured film.
I didn't like it as much, but it might be better.
That's totally. Absolutely, and that's the thing. I think people are like, no, I had more fun.
I will say,
but
I will
BVS
say,
is a from start to finish, and just for me, Suicide Squad falls apart midway through the film.
Which one?
Suicide Squad.
Definitely.
It falls apart midway through.
It doesn't hold up with me as much as BVS. I like going back to BVS now that I've dealt with it.
Yeah.
But Suicide Squad
but
to me,
you would have told
thing.
Me it's making. I want. It hasn't passed BVS, and I don't think it will, but. So I can't judge it. I would have never guessed Suicide Squad would be doing these numbers.
Jay,
so Wonder Woman, I don't know. To me, it's. I don't know.
Serenity.
I don't know.
Serenity Q26 says Wonder Woman is not making $1 billion. You are delusional. Now, listen. To be fair, I am on a slew of psychedelic drugs right now, so you're right. I am delusional,
but that doesn't mean it's untrue.
James Jackson said Wonder Woman 600 to 800 million.
That's,
I would be surprised if it was on the lower end of that.
I would say
if it was 600, I would be very surprised.
No, it's tough because it's a period piece. That's always
that's
a tough
true.
Sell.
This is a character.
I don't know if it will break a bill, but I definitely think 800 Yeah, 600, that's low. That's low ball.
No, I think it's hitting that regardless.
Yeah.
It's hitting that regardless.
This is almost like if you don't go out and support Wonder Woman, like, you hate women. You know what I mean? It almost has that kind of subconscious.
We've talked about this, and I kind of get a lot of crap.
I knew what you mean.
But you know what I mean? Like, every woman that is out there, and guys, and because we know we're going to go. But everyone that wants women filmmakers, you need to go out and support this. You have to be out there watching this. Even if you hear Rotten Tomatoes, it sucks.
I will admit, as much as even we've been doing this show, I was not really excited for a Wonder Woman movie, even after BVS, until I saw that trailer. And then I got it. I was like, no, the sexuality disappeared, and I'm like, I want to see this movie. I don't even care.
That is how I am on Aquaman. I'm not chomping at the bit to go see Aquaman. But I think the minute I see that first trailer, I'm going to be like, God, yes, I have to see this.
Exactly.
Because I don't know what they're going to do with it. Wonder Woman, I that trailer just spoke to me. And I know a lot of people, this problems is Gal herself. That's the weak link they're saying. They're saying it looks beautiful. Chris Pine's fantastic in everything. So they're not sold on her yet. And it is her movie. You know,
well, and if it's smart, not like we saw so much of her.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, a lot of people in the chat room are saying, saying 600, 800. What about this, guys? I want to ask you this in the chat room. What about when we have the first DC movie that does better than a 28% on Rotten Tomatoes? You're forgetting that. You're forgetting
Have you seen the meme that's out right now? It says Doctor Strange, fantastic visuals, weak villain. Four out of five stars.
Yeah.
X-Men Apocalypse, fantastic visuals, terrible story. 3 out of 5 stars. BVS, fantastic visuals, terrible story. 1 out of 5 stars.
Yeah.
And it's Christian Bale going...
Yeah.
And it's true. It's the same reviews.
There
that these
is certainly
are that,
an expectation thing that hurt that. Coming off the well-received Nolan trilogy, it hurt it.
It was its...
No one knows anything from Doctor Strange.
Coming off of... Where did it, yeah.
Doctor Strange, you compare it to the TV movie Doctor Strange, which, by the way, go on YouTube, check that out if you want something special. Okay. Someone has asked if I didn't like the Linda Carter. Love the Linda Carter Wonder Woman show. That doesn't mean that I didn't get how that was going to be a great film until I started to see what it's going
to
be.
I always thought, to me, Wonder Woman is like Captain America. She works well in two settings. One, in the past, or two, when she's a member of the Justice League. Like, Cap works when he is in World War II or the Avengers. Mm. By himself, it's tough in the comics.
Yeah.
So Wonder Woman, when it's a period piece, she works great. When she's with the Justice League, she works great. Her by herself solo stories never caught me. So this, it's in the period, so it's fitting for her. You know,
We have to start rapping, but I did quickly want to show the Lego Batman image because we got all the Lego Batmobiles going on.
Yeah,
in that picture.
I throw that thing up there. Get it up there.
Yeah, because we don't show that much love to the Lego Batman film or to the Lego films in general. But
I think that's going to be an ultimate DC palette cleanser. When does that come out? Is that before Wonder Woman?
March.
I think so.
I think it's March. I could be wrong. I'm not a box office.
It's going to be a really good palate cleanser.
The Legos movies, they're fun, but they're not like, you know.
65. Yes, February is Lego.
Oh, February.
Batman.
Oh, perfect time. That's a perfect time for it to come out.
Oh,
it'll do
really
well.
Good.
It'll
do
well.
Yeah. So that's really soon.
Yeah.
Wow, that's like
fun.
Right after the year.
What I love about those, they're kind of like the games. They have so many Easter eggs. You're just like, oh, look at that.
Will they show him building stuff, like building Legos? Like when he's building those Batmobiles, will he just be like, I love that in the games when you actually build those things.
Let's hope so. All right, well, time to wrap it up. Let's all put ourselves over. We are at DC Movies SK, facebook.com/DC Movies SK. Adam Gertler, go.
Oh, yeah, you could find me running around really fast doing stuff at Adam Gertler on Twitter, all that kind of stuff. I'm just going to try to be as fast as possible.
Oh, Jesus.
That's all.
He's going to run into walls. What?
Wrong hole. Wrong hole.
He's heard that many
times.
That's
not the first time I've heard that.
No,
okay.
No, not even close.
I'm Roxy Stryer. You guys can find me over at Roxy Stryer over at Screen Junkies. Tuesdays, 4 p.m. for TV Fights. Wednesdays, 1 p.m. for Flash and Friends, where we talk Supergirl, Legends, Arrow, and Flash with my co-host Joe Starr and Jason Mewes.
I love Joe Starr.
I love Jason Mewes.
How is it? You like working with Jason Mewes?
Yeah, I love working with him. He's the absolute freaking best. So is Joe. It's been cool. What's going on with you? I can't.
I can't.
Go to that camera. Get out of here.
Jesus. Mike Kalinowski.
Guys, I'm at Mike Kalinowski. We got character corners coming out for you. We are working hard on them because we filmed a bunch at once, so we're just trying to edit those and get those so that we don't spoil certain characters when they pop up, so it's a kind of a timing thing we're working on right now. And I want to give a thank you to you guys that tweet out to all the casting people that cast like the Arrow shows and stuff. There was an article in one of the trades that came out when the cast directors were interviewed saying that they do listen to the fans, you know. When the big stars tweet themselves, they kind of like shrug it off, but when the fans speak to the casting about certain people, they actually love that. And
what,
they
David take notice. And Lindsay?
Yeah, and David's interviewed in the article saying, when the fans tweet out their favorite actors, we take notice. So
yeah,
you guys do that for me all the time, and I love it. And I try and I want, and I, you know, my agents, they work on it. And if I ever were to be on one of those shows, it's because of you guys. Absolutely.
Yeah. They really do that because Flash, Mirror Master this week on Flash, he didn't audition for that role.
See?
He did not audition for that role.
Just, you know,
let's get Mikey to Vancouver.
But you guys are a huge part of that for me, and to see that, you know, I love it, guys, and thank you. I'm, you know.
Booster Gold and Blue Beetle, you're looking
let's
at
get everybody thank you guys. Tweeting at David.
We're going to keep
everybody, it's, David Rappaport, Lindsay Baldessari. Guys, tweet at them. Mikey Christmas is going to be on one of these shows.
It'll happen. And to share with you guys, if it does happen, this is going to be awesome. So we're working on it. Cool. It's going to happen.
If anyone deserves it, it is certainly you, my friend.
Thank you, guys.
So we're all on board. Let's make it happen. Mikey Christmas for DC.
I almost called Lindsay Baldessari, Linda Baldessari, like Linda Carter.
L-Y-N-D-A.
It's flattering.
Oh, yeah. Man. Let's see. I'm on Twitter, at Jay Quasto. I'm going to be actually absent next week. I'm going to be in Houston, Texas, doing a comedy club. So if you're anywhere near Houston, Texas, hit me up. I'd gladly hook you up with some tickets to the show. Let's see what else is coming. Oh, we just had an amazing event last night at the Comedy Store for Regular Hero. We raised almost $10,000 for kids and families. Thank you to Bill Burr for headlining. We had a jam-packed Comedy Store last night. It was just incredible. Our next blood drive is coming up December 2nd and 3rd in Los Angeles. If you're in the area, hit me up. We're trying to make it the biggest blood drive we've ever had. So with that said, guys, thank you so much for
blood.
Watching.
All the blood
everywhere. So much blood. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week. We love you.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, Christian Harloff, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of its owners or principal.